is Margaret Gray.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. Here's Mr. Henry.
Phil Henry, that is. Welcome to our program. Today's Tuesday, and it's nice to be back. Yesterday we had Bob Green.
Now, is that something that's going to be a constant?
I thought it was very good.
You get good feedback on it.
Yeah. Again, is that something that doesn't answer my question? And plus, the two of you...
Is that going to be a constant? You're asking me.
The two of us what?
The two of you are in no position to answer the question.
Yes, but we're giving an opinion. I thought it was interesting.
That is interesting, too.
What do you think of it, Robert?
Robert Green, the owner of Fraser Foods, playing all that music like he's coming into town.
Yeah, well, that's one area that it bothers me.
Now, wait, you were the co-host general, and you're sitting here now sort of... I shouldn't say this.
Well, I heard you go, so the first word's going to be suck. Is that it? Is that it?
Yes, it... I was going to say sucking ass, excuse me.
Oh, God, man.
All right, bud, take it easy. It's not like somebody just put a match to your ass or something.
Well, he's overly dramatic.
Well, so you thought I sat there and sucked Bob Green's ass? God damn.
All right, can we please not put things quite so graphically if it's all the same to you? And I we're so far off base.
I was polite to the man. I enjoyed working with him. I think I like it more in that format than in the movie of the week, whatever that damn thing Henry's got us doing.
The Saturday cinema?
Yeah, the Saturday cinema. I mean, Bob Green, he don't get along with the general because he says all kind of dumbass stuff.
Yeah, we're watching a movie and he's jumping in with all kinds of dumbass commentary.
Like, give us a for instance.
I'm not going to give you anything.
Look, here's the point. I thought that he was arrogant. I thought many of his comments having to do with especially this tag team stuff.
Well, that's something we're going to be getting into today, by the way, with, I don't know who, Tom Catton. Tom Catton's health wagon is in town. And as you know, Tom Catton, and we actually have two guys that are health-oriented today. We'll have Tom Catton with the Tom Catton health wagon. We also have Dean Wheeler.
Wait, hold on for just a minute. What about Tom? What were you saying?
I was talking about the tag team.
The tag team, yeah. So,
yes, the tag team.
Well, what about it?
Tom Catton.
Forget about Tom Catton.
Well, the tag team, I don't even know what she's talking about.
Talking about what he's...
Talking about, I'll do it. She's talking about when they said that Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly would tag team on Tucker Carlson.
That's it, exactly. That is about as vulgar and vile a thing.
I thought it was a very interesting point. Not that I agreed with it.
General, you're putting the newspaper in front of your...
Yeah, in front of your mouth. Should say mouth, Mr. Henry, otherwise people are going to think it means something dirty or something.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Take the newspaper away from your mouth, General.
I have. Yeah, well, so you think the Tom Catton tag team Bill O'Reilly...
What? I didn't say that.
Oh, Phil, you sounded very feminine there. You went, what?
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, Margaret, you said it.
I said that Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes wanted to tag team Tucker Carlson, according to Dean, or whatever his name is.
Bill
Green?
Bob Green.
Take it easy, Phil. It's, you know, you got a long show going here.
Yeah, Bob Green. Now, I don't even know if it was Bob Green that brought it up, or if it was,
Well, actually, I thought it was Doug Danger.
Yeah, that's it. Doug Danger brought it up, because he's doing a report on it.
All right, well, I don't know, but Tom Catton's going to talk about it because he said it was a decidedly disturbing segment, and I don't blame him for saying that one damn bit. Also, we're going to have R.C. Collins on to discuss FarmersOnly.com. Have you seen this commercial that they have, General, any of you guys?
Well, you talked about this, the black girl.
Yeah, there's a black girl that says, you don't have to be lonely at Farmers Only. And then she walks along and walks along, and there's a white guy.
And the intimation being that this young black female will find the man of her dreams when she finds a white farmer. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Are you kidding me or something?
That's the ad. And I went online and I looked at some...
You said you went online?
Online is what I said.
It sounded like loin. It did. I have to go with them on that.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Okay, I went online, not loin. And...
Well, all right, Phil. I mean, I assumed you were saying line, but you did say loin.
Okay, I got it. I went online, and I looked at some comments about FarmersOnly.com, and there was, when I put in sort of farmersonly.com racist, but I also put in black female, white farmer, and I got not a lot, but I did get a smattering of commentary about farmersonly.com being in the minds of some people racist. Now I don't know. I mean, it never even occurred to me. I figured, oh, okay, these are all like single people out in a farm or some jazz. What is it for anyway?
What do you mean, what is it for?
I mean, how did it get started?
It got started because there were a lot of farmers. According to the man that founded FarmersOnly.com, there were a lot of farmhands that needed to find something to do on a Saturday night. I don't know. And you've got such this attitude out there now with Brokeback Mountain, this and that. And I'm not saying that that's the case. These are farmers. They're not cowboys. But there's this attitude that if you're out on the ranch or you're way out in the wild someplace and you're bored stiff, excuse the...
Wait.
You hold your laughter until I'm done.
Sorry.
And you're bored stiff.
God, Margaret.
That's right. And you are looking for something to do on a Friday night, then another dude is fine. That's the thinking. And so FarmersOnly.com came along and said, well, now, wait just a minute. There's got to be a female out there. Unless, of course, men are your preference.
Do they have men on there?
No, they don't, man. It's about girls. All right, so anyway, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
I mean, do they exclude, are there black farmers? You know what I mean? I think if anybody who's in advertising, anybody who has a public company that does business with the public and doesn't understand that in these times of ours, when you have a black actress, you've cast a black actress for your commercial, and she's walking along and she represents any old chick who would like to have herself, you know, a quality man in her life, and she walks into the quality man area because all these other guys are clowns, and there he is, a white farmer. You got to know, whoever runs their advertising must know that, yeah, it's an explosive reference. It's going to be taken a certain way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but why can't people just...
Why can't people just whatever? I mean, all you have to do is turn that on its head, and you have a black farmer and a white woman, and there's going to be all kinds of heat. You know, I don't get it, but we'll have whoever the hell it is, R.C. Collins, to talk with us about that. And then one other issue here. Oh, yeah, it's going to be... Well, Dean Wheeler, we already mentioned him, right? Right?
Oh, yes, Dean Wheeler will be on, and he's going to be talking about yoga and losing his temper. I think he's lost his temper a little bit over there at the Wheeler Resort. That has cost the company quite a bit of money because he's starting to throw things around. I have no idea what it represents.
Phil Hendry Show Traffic.
Go to traffic right now and find out what this represents. Bob Bakian.
Hey, Bill, on the airbound freeway right now, got to have a view. It's about, until 5 o'clock this morning. As the cars are quite transit time, they turn one over there and it exploded there. The little thing's going to take a couple of times out there to try to hose that off, get that fire put out down there. About five cars as well, the 16,000. Oh, now the 75 freeway, the time up there is about for the, well, it looks like it's going to go. Everything going to go. Clearly, the go-go. And go to the go-go, go to a go-go. Let's go on down there and do a Skyboy.
And I have a Lithium, the Santa Barbara area, coming down Del Shannon. Del Shannon, too, another guy going to a go-go. But I'm going to again. They're going to come down there. They've got a guy that got this jammed up about the 15 freeway. They'll do the overpass. And the 15 overpass, what's that? Let's go to the boy. It's got to be this weekend.
Nine among the numbers. I'm going to talk about the daddy.
Going to a go-go.
Downtown at Downtown Go-Go. We're going to go-go at Downtown Disco Go-Go. Ladies, come on. We're going to be half price for our ladies. And guys, if you wear slip-ons, loafers, any kind of an elf kicker, you get half price. Midnights, it's our special couples dance. The couples dance lasts for 2 hours, and the last couple standing wins themselves a cash prize. Downtown Go-Go. Go down to Go-Go, down to Disco and to Go-Go.
Downtown's Disco Go-Go. If you find it, you win $5 million because our announcer has a speech impediment due to a very unfortunate shaving accident. Richie's Heating Service, its 16th year in the Tortoise Valley. We come to you. You don't have to come to us. If you've got a heating problem at your home, we will come to you. How can you possibly bring your home to us? We've been making that point for the last 20 years. It turns out no one has really been asking anybody to bring their home to them. However, we are the first people to articulate it right here on a commercial. You don't have to bring your home to us. We'll go to you. Richie's Heating Service. Richie's Heating Service also deals with air conditioning. In fact, we're better at air conditioning than we are with heating, but we call a company Richie's Heating. It was a good idea at the time. Richie's Heating, 12th and Bauer. in Clanville. Don't bring your house here.
But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What the hell is this?
It's Snoop Dogg. It's called Doggy Dog World.
God damn, this guy's a wreck.
Oh, this is the Snoop Dogg. You know the Snoop Dogg, don't you?
Yeah, I've heard about Snoop Dogg, but that guy is just N-word this. I'm telling Snoop Dogg. I know it's Snoop Dogg. Yeah, I got expected from Snoop Dogg.
All right, now that we've got Snoop Dogg out of our system, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. R.C. Collins joining us from Northern California. Now, FarmersOnly.com, as we've just been discussing, is this commercial that features, you know, farmers. I thought it was, the first time I saw it, and it's going to sound ridiculous, I thought it was a gag.
Why?
Because, I don't know, you don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com, that they were spotlighting or they're, I don't know, targeting farmers. Seems like a very, you know,
it's a little narrow casting.
Well, it may be narrow casting, but I think it also inspires creativity. City girls, for instance, can go out with a farmer and so on and so forth.
Well, R.C. Collins here. R.C., how did you get involved in studying this FarmersOnly.com commercial?
Well, and thanks for having me on, Phil. You know, I've been working with Father here the last couple of summers, ever since I got out of the military academy. And I have been thinking about starting a dating service of my own. Where we would be matching up singles in the various metropolitan areas. When I heard about FarmersOnly.com, I kind of got a little bit disturbed because it was a really good idea that I hadn't thought about, and I was thinking about how they'd come up with a good idea that I hadn't thought about.
Yeah? So you hadn't thought about it?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it, so...
What about it, ma'am? Yeah, you hadn't thought about it.
All right, so you hadn't thought about it.
Okay, that's like four different people. Is anybody else want to jump in?
What's the point? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that I felt it wasn't so much racist as it was indicative of a new kind of subtle pornography, because what you have there is a black woman who is going down this circus midway of different stupid-looking clowns, and they're stupid, and you don't know what race they are because they got the clown makeup on. And then she comes to the little area where there's a white girl smiling, and she's introducing her sort of to this white farmer. If you look at that, you're looking at a woman who has gone from the urban landscape, if you will, because I don't think it's a stretch to identify many African Americans as people who are essentially centered in our urban areas. And there she is now at the farmer's house, so to speak. And she's in, what do you think, when you go to a farm, what do you think about?
Who are you asking, R.C.?
Well, anyone.
What do I think? When I go to a farm, I don't know what you mean.
I think about the farmer.
Yeah, well, what are you talking about, man? Do you mean the crops?
Yeah, but what crop do you think about?
I suppose I think about the corn.
Right. Exactly. And so there she is, and there's this farmer, a white farmer, going, yeah, welcome to the cornfield.
Oh, man, you're an idiot. You know that?
What? Why? Why is that a stretch?
Wait a minute. You're calling that pornographic?
Am I missing something? What are they not saying?
Well, I mean, they're talking about, you know, corn.
They're talking about, like, when Bob Green showed the lady the corn.
Oh, you belong in a mental institution.
Well, wait. Hold on for a minute. I mean, you asked me what I thought about that commercial.
That commercial is racist. It has nothing to do with corn. I don't see how he makes that leap.
All right, so R.C., you're saying that it has nothing to do, the commercial has nothing to do with any racial dynamic. It's the woman being led toward a farmer, and that means a cornfield, and that means what? You know, like illicit sex?
Illicit and sinful sex. That she's being interested, and the first thing you do is you bring this girl down and to meet the white farmer, and the first thing is like, yeah, hey, welcome to the cornfield. And you can tell by the way he's leaning into the seat there.
He's not leaning into what seat? Talking about he's leaning against the barrel.
Yeah, he's leaning against the barrel. Okay, the way he's leaning against the barrel head.
All right, let me see if I got this straight.
That's an absurd, asinine premise.
Well, I mean, you asked me, and that's what I see right away. I don't see racism because everyone is smiling.
I do, and I'll tell you why. In this society, it's very, very obvious, especially in commercials, when you put a black individual and a white individual together, if it's male and female, especially a dating site,
okay? And it's called FarmersOnly.com, and there's a black female looking for the, you know, for the perfect guy, and he happens to be a white dude who's a farmer. That's going to be taken in a racial way. People are going to see that as being demeaning to black men. It's going
to... What do you mean demeaning to black men? This is demeaning to a white man to say he's going to introduce her to the corn.
Yeah, you don't think that that's demeaning. You think it's pretty funny, don't you?
No, I do not. I'm not like you, Dickman. Or, yeah, what, is that your name, Dickman?
Yeah. What's your name?
Collins.
Look, will you two guys quit paddling it? Here's the essential point.
I'm not paddling it, General.
Here is the essential point. That commercial features a black woman finally making her way to the man of her dreams who's a white farmer. You say that it isn't quite as good as it looks because he's in a figurative cornfield.
See, that's what you're saying that rounds out the bad message there.
Well, I'm not even saying it rounds it out. I'm saying that's the essential message.
All right, what if he was a black farmer? A black farmer and a black female.
Same difference.
Man, get out of here, man. Same difference. You have a black farmer and a black woman. She wants to meet a black man. She comes from the city. He lives on a farm. And you're saying the first message is corn.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying that, well, it's obviously the first message has got to be corn. Maybe more so with the white farmer, but I think it's there for the black farmer.
All right, so in other words, don't date farmers.
Bingo. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the answer, but that would seem to be the way to avoid anything that's unfortunate in the terms of the sex.
Yeah, in the terms of the sex, you've got a mind that is just, I mean, it is laden with all kinds of filth. To talk about this commercial in terms of
the cornhole.
Yeah, the cornhole, for my money, takes it even further into the sewer. And here I thought it was simply an offensive commercial having to do the racial dynamic.
Well, if you want to go there with it, you can. But I see something far more evil in this commercial than the fact that they've got a white farmer going, yeah, what's up? And there's no black farmer to be found.
Man, there's plenty of black farmers. They didn't have a black farmer in that commercial because they want to say that a white man is superior to a black man.
And I'm here to tell you, no, they're not, because they're saying... Well, they think they're saying that, but if you looked at that commercial, it's that the guy's going, yeah, corn, you know, I got the corn if you got the time.
Bullshit, man. Let's see. Hey, the language, okay?
Listen, that is a real stretch, RC, and I think our audience understands that. And I don't think you're going to be able to sell those papers.
Well, I'm
Yeah, man, I mean, that's... Yeah, it's weird. It's too weird. Let's take a look at this commercial solely on the basis of the people involved. And I'm sure that there are millions of people out there who would be very, very happy to explain to me and to you, RC, and everybody else, oh, no, it's fine. It's a black girl. So what if it's a black girl? So what if it's a white guy? I mean, we're colorblind. We don't see color. If we flipped it, as I say, to a black farmer and a white girl, there'd be plenty of conversation on the other side. Would you still say it was a commercial about cornhole and all that stuff?
Absolutely. I think even doubly more because I don't think doubly more, but people would take it doubly more because of the aspect of the man being black.
What has that got to do with anything?
It's the way it's perceived. And I think people would say it. They'd believe it more. They'd say, okay, now I get what you mean about the corn and the cob, you know, because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about cob corn and whether or not this is a demeaning act that is being perpetrated by a company that thinks it's funny, and they sit back in the corporate offices and laugh and go, it's corn cob time.
I think that you have better go back and take another look at this. If ever there is a place where one can criticize FarmersOnly.com, it is in the racial makeup of the commercial and not the fact that the farmer represents cornholing. God damn.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, you gotta take another run at it, man.
I'm afraid they're right, son.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, are you kidding me or something? I came on as the guest, and you're supposed to give my opinion very serious weight.
We've given your opinion serious weight, and we just do not buy it at this particular juncture. We do think that you should go back and take another look at the fact that the race of the young lady, which is black, the race of the farmer, which is white, tends to play into some perceptions that people have. And frankly, that's what I saw the comments on.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I do. I, I follow you on Twitter, and I did see that you were kind of pushing that, and a lot of people went, "Oh yeah, I better agree with Phil because I want to, you know, I want him to like me and everything."
Are you kidding me, man?
All right, look, just because I got a point of view, but because people follow me,
they want you to like them. That's what they want.
All right, so they want him to like them. But the point is, that was the point of view. That's why he brought you on the program. And you want to change the whole thing around and make it about a corn cob. God damn.
Now, you know, take another run at it, man.
Yeah, I heard you.
Darcy, thank you, though, very much for the for your efforts, and we do appreciate it.
You know what? What a waste.
R.C. Collins on the Phil Hendry Show, and that is the FarmersOnly.com commercial.
I haven't seen this new one that you're talking about, Phil. I did see the slide, and I saw some of the comments. I think they would do very well to do one of two things: go back and recast with a white actress, or have a smattering of black farmers as well.
You know, have they got any?
What do you mean, have they got any, man? Yeah, they got them.
Well,
you look at, but you know, there are black farmers. Why we don't see them is the same reason why we didn't for a long time see black soldiers, and we didn't see black lawyers. There's all kinds of things in this world we don't see, in this country in particular. Not because it doesn't exist, but because nobody has bothered taking a picture of it, as in a photograph, as in recording it for posterity. Exactly. All right, we're going to be right back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We got Tom Catton, Bob Green's premise that Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes wanted to tag team Tucker Carlson. What a disgusting...
You're going to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. World famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back. Shit. Hey, coming up on Wednesday, we're going to announce the winner of Bar Fight 2, the Bar Fight Showdown. That's right. The big bar fight between Jeff Dotter and Ted Bell. And we will announce the finalist, the winner, I should say, on Wednesday. On Wednesday. We'll also have the winning comment. And we'll also break down the percentages of who voted for who. It's Jeff Dotter versus Ted Bell. It's the Bar Fight Showdown. You go to facebook.com/PhilHendryFans. Facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, but you spell fans.
Yeah, you spell fans, P-H-A-N-S, because that's what Phil did to butcher it up.
That's right. So check it out. On Wednesday, we'll announce the winner on the Wednesday show of Bar Fight Showdown 2 between Jeff Dotter and Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell.
No, you're not.
Come on down and wine me syrup. We have written out a special wax, which you wipe on the nose of the board, or you can just wipe it off. At Wine Amy Surf, we have different wetsuits for you to purchase. You can purchase the lady's wetsuit for the man, man's wetsuit for a lady. You get the fat man wetsuit for a skinny man's wetsuit for the fat man in between man. At Wine Amy Surf, sweet to the top surfboards in America. Got Panda, Walla Walla, Gizmer, Flatulence, and the brand spanking new 4-Skag Burfrin board that comes to us from New Zealand and is created by natives of the New Zealand island. And also a Skull Island surfboard created by the Skull Island natives on Anakana Kong. Wainimi Surf, 2222 South Pacific Coast Highway, Wainimi Surf.
I'm too good with the words, watch a nigga back.
Huh, yeah.
If I die.
Welcome back, General Galen Shaw here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. What a weird ass program this is today already. Right, we have Tom Catton, right?
Tom Catton, you know, Tom Catton has been a patient man. We were supposed to have him on the program not too long ago. I think we were supposed to have him on the program last week, bud. And what happened?
I don't know, just couldn't get him on a program because the health wagon busted down.
The health wagon busted down. Did it?
Yeah.
All right, well, Tom Catton has brought the health wagon to the El Pacifico, and it's going to be here on Saturday and Sunday. Where are you going to be, Tom?
Bill will be probably at the Pacific View Ball, and we'll be at the Del Rey Ball, which is down near Wainimi, and some of the other places, the Camarillo Mall, and where they just, by the way, had the Better Call Saul cast. Autographic things. They got big airplane out there at the Camarillo Airport.
Out of sight. Now, you are going to be offering up your special health shakes and doing palm reading and stuff.
Don't you do palm readings? What else do you do?
We read crystals, and we also do psychic readings, the tarot cards, and we make delicious shakes that are full of nutrients. So everything we do is fully healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy, but kind of has witchcraft in it.
No, Bud, it does not have witchcraft. I've told you this for the 16th time. No, it doesn't have witchcraft. I get such a kick out of Bud.
Why would you say that, Bud? That's very, very embarrassing.
Well, talk about reading the crystals.
Bud, as I've said to Bud many times, Phil, it's all right. Thank you, Margaret. Bud, as I've said to you many times, the reading of crystals, tarot cards, these are very ancient aspects of man's attempting to deal with nature, and they go back thousands and thousands of years, and they have nothing whatsoever to do with witchcraft or demonic worship.
Yeah, I know. Bud's got a very traditional... This is Robert Leonard, Tom. How are you doing?
Very good, Robert.
Bud has a traditional look about that he thinks it's all kind of hooked into witchcraft, but you say, for Bud, there are no witches.
There are no witches the way Bud believes in them. There's no witches that fly. Bud saw that movie Witch, did you, Bud?
Yeah, that movie had a flying witch.
What did I tell you about that movie, Bud? I told you that that movie was a rendering of a world where the director, the writer, imagines what the world would be like if there were witches.
Yeah, there you go, right there. Phil said it, Bud. What we do at Tom Catton's Health Wagon is we do tarot card readings, we read crystals, we will exorcise demons. And by that, I don't mean that the person's really, but if they're having convulsions, we will pretend like we're exorcising a demon.
What do you mean if they're having convulsions?
If you have a loved one who is convulsing or is speaking and screaming and cursing and you don't want to necessarily take them to a doctor or to a psychiatric center, bring them to Tom Catton's Health Wagon, and we will exorcise the demon, quote-unquote, exorcise the demons, okay?
Well, you're not really helping them, are you?
You know, you never know. It may help them. It might shock them.
Well, a lot of those situations, Phil, can be cured by shocking the patient into some religious... especially if they're very religious themselves, into some religious cure.
Yes, it's been noted that a lot of people who've had these psychological problems, if they believe in demonic possession and you do an exorcism, they respond to that psychologically, you know. So bring your loved one who may be convulsing, spinning up.
Oh, no, hold on for a minute. You can't do that. That is irresponsible. They should be taken immediately to the local medical facility.
Well, what medical facility is going to take a guy who's spitting up and going, yeah, la, la, you know, all that stuff?
They're not going to go like that if they're having a demon in them.
No. Believe me, if you bring them to Tom Catton's Health Wagon first, I'm sure that they probably go out and see a doctor.
Don't you recommend that they see the doctor first?
You can go see the doctor. You bring him to Tom Catton's Health Wagon. It doesn't much make any difference to me. We'll go ooga booga and all that stuff. We've had people, Phil, bring loved ones to us who seem to have some mental problem where they're babbling, speaking in tongues. And I put on a black cape and I put on a hood that has horns on it. And my wife put some, black makeup on my face and big white lips.
In other words, it's blackface.
No, it's not. Yes, I'm trying to look like an African witch doctor, but no, it isn't blackface.
Yes, it is blackface.
Why do you say that?
You're trying to look like an African witch doctor.
Well, yes, it's black with the white lips, the way Al Jolson looked.
That's blackface.
You gotta be putting me on, Tom. Please don't say that that's what you do.
You know what, Tom? I gotta go along with Margaret on this one.
Go along with Margaret on what? They bring their loved one in.
First of all, they're bringing in a loved one who is writhing and having some kind of a seizure episode. They should be at a doctor, but that's okay. They brought them to you. You don't recommend that they take them to a doctor.
Say that again. Just slow down, Phil.
You don't recommend that they take them to a doctor.
I most certainly do. I say, okay, after I'm done doing all of my, you know, when we try to exorcise the demon, then take them to a doctor. And I'll go, I've got something written down. I don't know how it goes.
And you've got black face and white lips. Why?
I told you for the fifth time.
All right, well, I think if I were you, I'd rethink that.
All right, if you think I should, I will. I haven't had one person say, oh, that's racist, because you have on a black face and white lips, until you said it just now. But you know what? I'll go ahead and change the whole thing so that it doesn't upset you, Mr. Henry, or any of your listener.
Or any of my one listener?
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, that was very nice of you.
Well, the way I'm being treated.
We're talking here.
Not Tom. We're not treating you badly. We're just getting information from you. We're talking to Tom Catton. The Tom Catton Health Wagon will be here in Southern California at the El Pacifico on Saturday. And we're talking to Tom about, actually, we were supposed to talk to you about Bob Green's premise on Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes, but this is very interesting. Tarot cards, crystals.
Yeah, again, that's why I said it. It's demonism and witchcraft.
No, I've told you, bud, this will be for the 18th time now. I told you for seven, this is the 18th time we don't have anything to do with a god.
Watch the language.
Sorry, with a god, with a witch, or with a demon. I told you, nothing to do with a demon.
Okay, but you do demonic possession exorcism.
As a gag, okay?
So it's a gag.
Yeah, it's a gag, but if it works, it works. As I have said, and I'll say it again.
Look at...
Don't interrupt, please, General. As I've said, but I'll say it again. If it has some psychological benefit to the person that's suffering these convulsions, to the extent that it actually stops them, you know, from having the convulsions, well, then, my God, it works. My God, it works. And you have to understand, if it works, it works. Praise God, something got to work.
Well, now all of a sudden we're getting really intense on this and saying, praise God, and we all know that you're pagan. We all know that much of this that you practice because you have a very tight understanding of the ancient arts, and we also know that you do not have.
No, hold on. Are you telling me my business now?
No, but did you not say you don't have the greatest fondness for medical doctors?
No, I do not. I don't have a great fondness for medical doctors. And medical doctors, as far as I'm concerned, are butchers. They are murdering, butchering animals, as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? Go ahead, go see your doctor, have him drug you, cut you up, carve you up, butcher you alive, and then throw you into the street. Because that's how the doctor do.
All right, well, that's an extreme point of view.
Oh, that's an extreme point of view. You know, Phil, people like you...
All right, don't be a smartass here, Captain. We're trying to hear your way on this thing. You say that you exercise someone wearing blackface and the white lips, and you look like Al Jolson. God damn, man. Understand where we're coming from.
All right, okay.
Tom Catton with us. What do you believe, Tom? You're not a Christian. You're not a...
I do not believe in a traditional God as you see him. I believe in the healing arts. I believe in the spirits of nature. And I believe in the fundamental strength of the earth goddess and earth mother and the air goddess too. I believe that man can cure using the herbs and the different plants and different weeds and grass and everything that we have on this planet, and that many things that are psychological in nature can be cured by going through what we call the Ooga Booga exercise, which is pretending of an exorcism.
Well, is there such a thing? There's no such thing as demons.
I don't believe there are demons, but there is witchcraft and Satanism. But when we go Ooga Booga, it doesn't mean a god... Sorry, I was going to say goddamn it.
Well, you just did there.
Excuse me. It doesn't mean anything. We just try to shock the patient. So I'll stand over him, I jump around, and I go, ooh.
I can hear you laughing.
You can hear me laughing. The one thing on this show, I got to give you credit, Phil.
Tom, come on.
No, the one thing I want to just give you credit. You know, every time you hear someone laughing on this show, somebody's going to go, I can hear you laughing.
Well, we did hear you laughing there. You were saying you're jumping around. Don't you think people will laugh at that?
No, I don't. Especially the family of the person that's possessed. I jump around, I got on blackface and the Al Jolson lips, and I go, ooga booga. That's it. And if it drives a demon or the thought of a demon out of the mind of the person, good. If it don't, I don't give it.
Tom Catton with us. We didn't mean to bum you out, but I guess we were bound to.
Yeah, well, there you go. That goes without saying every time I'm on your show.
That's not true.
That is not true, Tom, and you know it.
Every time I'm...
Tom Catton with us at the Pacific View Ball this weekend. Look for the Health Wagon. You'll be making shakes. You'll be making health drinks.
Yeah, we'll be making the wheatgrass.
And you'll also be giving different classes and reading crystals.
Reading crystals. We'll have a tarot card.
And that's what I was going to ask you, the tarot card?
Yeah, tarot card.
And what about fortune telling?
Would you mind me? Can I finish for 5 minutes?
Sorry.
We got the tarot cards. We're going to have...
There is... Very good. Tom Catton. And
well, you know, Tom is very defensive, and I do defend and am very much aligned with those who are involved in the mystic and metaphysical healing arts. But I don't think that it replaces a medical doctor, and I don't think jumping around in blackface and going ooga booga
That's how you, you know, Margaret, you, say no more.
All right, we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show because we got Dean Wheeler coming up. You know, we never did get into the whole...
Yeah, I told him. I said, do you want to talk about Bill O'Reilly or do you want to talk about this? And he said he wanted to talk about both.
Well, we didn't have enough time for that, bud.
I know.
Dean Wheeler coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hi, guys. Terry Crackhorn here for Mickey's Mattresses and More. Mickey's Mattresses and More has been serving the Okie-Doke Valley for some 21 years. Mickey's Mattresses and More can put you on the finest mattress or mattress that your money can buy. You'll be relaxed. You'll be sleeping in no time. Take it from me, Terry Crackhorn. It's the best place to go for the softest, sweetest sleep you could possibly have. Mickey's Mattresses and Mattresses right here in the beautiful city of Slumberville. Mickey's Mattresses and Mattresses in Slumberville and one in Caliado. Take the 12th Highway to Mickey's Mattresses and Mattresses. What's a mattress? It was something I just made up in this commercial because I mispronounced mattress. Take it from Terry Crackhorn. One of a kind, Mickey's Mattresses and Mattresses. Yep. Mm-hmm. Plus, this is a song called Sleepwalk.
So that works there on that level, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Get it? Sleepwalk? Mattresses? Yeah. Yeah, I'm always thinking, man. Do you like nuts, macadamia, walnut, all of the very, very delicious Brazilian nuts? Then you'll love Hal's Nut House. Hal's Nut House in the Persman Mall in downtown Macadamiaville. Hal's Nut House has been in existence for the last 50 years. Mixed nuts, cocktail nuts, the kinds of nuts that Mom used to make for you. The kinds of nuts that Mom used to put her hands around. And she'd bring them to you lovingly and then spill them right out there on the coffee table. Yes, the kinds of nuts that even Dad would share with you. Watching your father put his hand into that sack and pulling out a nut, man, ain't nothing like it. Hal's... What are you doing? Hal's Nut House, okay? Forget the goddamn double entendre. What a dick!
Home. Let me go, let me bring it home to you.
Back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, that's more of our friend Drake there, huh?
This is Drake, and I thought it was Drake and Future.
Well, that's the other album, I think. Yeah, Drake, and he's got like two or three albums simultaneously.
Drake's got too many records out. Got that right.
Anyway, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show, and philhenryshow.com. So don't remember whatever you do. Don't remember.
You mean don't forget.
Yes, I mean don't forget. Wednesday... we'll announce the winner of Bar Fight 2, our Bar Fight Showdown number 2. Not only the winner of the Bar Fight, but the winner of a special download prize from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. One of you fine folks that went over there to the facebook.com/ Phil Henry Fans fan page, P-H-A-N-S, fans. And we'll also read your winning comment, your winning reason for the right prediction. And last week was Martine Jackson, her prediction that Margaret would kick Bobby's ass. God, did you ever kick her ass? 79% to 21%.
People know, Phil, when the chips are down, all right? Well, I was going to say when the nuts are down, but...
Yeah, the nuts! Yeah.
People know that Mama has come to town.
So the winner of Barroom Showdown number 2, the winner will be announced on Wednesday. Dean Wheeler is at the Wheeler Resort in Northern California and has had a pretty tough go of it right now, I think, because of the yoga class. And it wasn't so much the yoga class that he had was, you know, not popular, but there have been an awful lot of people questioning its effectiveness beyond just the students. And it's Dean Wheeler from Wheeler Resort. Dean, when we're talking about people like the yoga classes, do your students like them, but you've had a lot of outside criticism.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, Phil. The outside criticism has been from yoga teachers and other people who have these physical training and physical health systems. They don't like that Dean Wheeler has yet again come up with a very good idea to combine some of the aspects of yoga, but dispense with all of the pseudo-religious aspects of it. Walk out there. You can be wearing anything you want, a jock strap. In fact, we encourage you to look as slovenly as you can so no one will mistake you for pretending like you're some kind of a yogi. You know what I mean by that?
Talking about these yogis like in India?
Yeah, the yogis in India, and they're all staring at the third eye, and they look all religious. You were just talking about a guy looking religious. And so from my way of thinking...
Well, we were talking to Tom Catton, who has the health wagon.
Right, well, and I know Tom, and he's a good man. But I don't go that way. I don't go that down that dark, dark, bleak, dark alley of trying to look like a saint, like an Eastern saint of some kind.
Well, do you believe in yogic meditation?
We believe in, no, we don't believe in meditate, not the third eye. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
No, we don't have anybody. The only thing you get out of that is cross-eyed, to be honest with you.
Cross-eyed.
Well, it's true, Dickman, and I'll tell you something else. What we want people to do is to come out and perform the yoga, all right, and then move on with their day. Don't keep talking about it and going into places where you're going to get a wheatgrass shake and go into a place where you can get a handful of grain and walk around in your yoga pants. Because the only thing that happens when I see a woman in yoga pants, I'm going to be honest with you, the only thing that happens is that I become aroused, and I'm not thinking about yoga, I'm not thinking about spirituality. I've got an erection, and...
All right, I let it pass when you said aroused. I don't need to hear that.
Well, I'm trying to say, I don't know if people were getting my meaning.
Yeah, you're getting physically aroused.
Right, right. And I wear yoga pants only because I have to. It's my work clothes. So when I get an erection in my yoga pants...
Yeah, people almost see it.
Bud.
What did that mean?
Bud.
What did that mean?
Don't worry about it, okay, Wheeler? It's fine.
Don't worry about it. People, I'm wearing tight yoga pants, and I get a boner.
Will you watch the language, please?
I do not like this, and I'd like you to stop.
Well, you heard what he just said.
Okay, just apologize, bud.
I'm sorry.
Okay, are you all right?
Am I what?
Are you all right?
Yeah, you went...
So, you were saying...
I was saying, this is why I tear paper dispensers out of the wall. I get angry when I hear people say that what we're doing is not real physical science and is not good for people just because you're not walking around in yoga pants and eating grains and reaching into your purse and getting out, yogurt-coated peanuts. Oh, man. I said to a lady here the other day, I forget, it was in my later class, and I said, what are you eating? And she said, this was a yoga class. But she came in yoga pants, and she came with her hair tie. Everything was all yoga. And I said, now, you know, Kathy, this is yoga. And she said, uh-huh. And she was chewing on something. I said, what are you eating? She said, yogurt-covered peanuts. Have you ever had those, Phil?
I've seen them, yeah.
Okay. I said, the only thing you're going to be getting with yogurt-covered peanuts is a whole lot of peanuts in your shit.
Is this a joke?
Is what a joke?
Your phone conversation.
No, I said to her.
See, Dean, you know, when you use language like that...
Didn't I just tell you that yoga is a class that is extremely informal and that we try to strip away from our yoga class the formality of yoga?
Yes, but yet I didn't know that that meant four-letter words.
It means everything. So when she had this, I said, look it. You know, you're going to be when people see you eating those yogurt-covered peanuts, talk about that filthy joke about eating peanuts.
Okay, I heard that, and we don't have to hear any more of it.
This is where I get up usually and walk out of this sewer of a show when you allow this kind of thing, Phil.
Oh, Ms. Gray, I've been listening to you, and I've enjoyed you on the radio for so many years. Don't get on your high horse now. Are you trying to tell me that when you eat peanuts and you turn around before you pull a chain, you don't have peanuts in your shit?
Thank you.
Gang up on.
Yeah, that's what I did. And before we have that asshole back on the air, he's going to have to pass a multitude of tests, psychological. He'll have to pass tests having to do with his understanding of the English language. He'll have to come in and do a face-to-face interview. That's before we have him back on these airs ever again.
I agree with you, Phil.
I as well.
Okay, bud?
Yes, sir, I understand that. But we got Dean Wheeler on the phone right now.
Put him through. So, Dean...
What did you just say?
Hold on for a minute.
I want to apologize, Phil, for saying what I said. That was vulgar and crude, and I just hope you will accept me back on your show. I did pay for a month's worth of shows.
Yeah, we got your check. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, everybody. But those yogurt-covered peanuts, God damn...
What are you looking at?
You just said you wouldn't have him back on unless he went through a battery of tests.
And we find out that the guy's paid for a whole month, huh?
Once he's finished...
Once he's finished with this flight of commercial.
I think both of you guys are lower than whale dung. Well,
yeah, now, Mr. Renner, that's pretty low.
It ain't that low. I've done things that are lower. World famous Phil Henry Show. Be back to see you guys tomorrow, Tuesday.
All right.
And don't forget Wednesday, of course, the winners of Barroom Showdown number 2, the winner between Jeff Dowder and Ted Bell.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for CMP Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast 1. I will never step foot back in the studio if I hear this kind of thing again.
I understand, Margaret. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm General Galen Shaw.
I had that pack on me. I cannot forget I had that strap on me. Yeah.